Mind control programming and the Bible. The article below has been updated in some areas. For more information, please read the sermon on 666, following this article below. Note, with the fall of the Soviet Union, the Jews have been working to rebuild the Christian religion in the failure of their atheist Christian program. This allows them to maintain strict control over the populace, from which they will in time regain the former control they once had. We could see in the lake how the Jews use subliminal programming on America that connects into their spellbook, the Bible, on the populace. 1960s subliminal messages in slow motion YouTube video. www.youtube.com/watch?V=RSKG-Y(P)ry)E. 2 Corinthians 12:16. But be it so, I did not myself burden you, but being crafty, I caught you with deception. Note in the above YouTube video, the Jews are using the terms with God repeatedly. God is real. God is watching. Equals 22 letters. Believe in government. God. 22 letters. Obey. Consume. Obey. Consume. 22 letters. According to Christian and Jewish mysticism, 22 is the number of the Hebrew alphabet, is the number of the master builder, infinity, and completion. Quintessence, spirit, which is God in the universal sense in the Hermetic teachings, the mind of God and God. The Nazarene utters the seven last words of finality on the cross, which is the phrase at the start of Psalms 22. It equals the 12 zodiac signs and 10 planets in the tarot of which such alphabet is assigned. Revelation, the last book of the Bible, also has 22 chapters. The number 22 corresponds to the world trump card of the tarot, indicating completion. This indicates the enemy completing their goal of world conquest and domination through communism. Psalm 66:7. He, God, rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. The book of Psalms is the 19th book of the Bible. Note the verse 66:7, which also adds up to 19. 6 plus 6 plus 7 equals 19. 19 equals 19 equals 38, and 3 plus 8 equals 11, which is a number of downfall. So the above verse not only threatens against rebellion, but given the numbers, it subliminally points out that rebellion will result in downfall. 1 Samuel 12:15. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. 1 Samuel is the 9th book of the Bible. 9 plus 12 plus 15 equals 36. 3 plus 6 equals 9. 9 is the number of finality and judgment, the power of God itself. Colossians 3:22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Colossians is the 51st book of the Bible. 5 plus 1 equals 6. The Jews use the number 6 extensively, such as their 6 million phony holocaust. In the Bible, the number 6 is the number of man without any spiritual power. The number 7 has to do with the 7 chakras, and spiritual power emanating from these is spiritual perfection. 6 falls short. 6 is also a number of hard labor. Work was done for 6 days, and the 7th was a day of rest. The number 6 is stamped on all that is connected with human labor. We see it stamped upon his measures, which he uses in his labor, and on the time during which he labors. And we see this from the very beginning. The Jewish emphasis on and use of the number six sets up a vibration on the astral for the advancement of their agenda, their communist state and world order. Communism is slave labor. With the communist state, the Jews become God, and all spiritual knowledge is replaced with material atheism. The above verse is the 51st book of the Bible. 1 + 5 = 6 advocates slave labor. Taken further, the verse 3:22 can be multiplied. 3 by 22 = 66, the total number of books in the Bible, indicating completion of the Jewish communist slave labor state and their new world order. Romans 13:1-7. 1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. 2. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. 3. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. 4. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. 5. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. 6. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. 7. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. The founders wanted the great seal put upon the dollar for a good reason, that they never put anything about the Jewish God on there. Reference to the Jewish God was put on American currency by Jewish President Dwight David Eisenhower. July 30th, 1956, 2 years after pushing to have the phrase "under God" inserted into the Pledge of Allegiance, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signs a law officially declaring "In God We Trust" to be the nation's official motto. The law, PL84-140, also mandated that the phrase be printed on all American paper currency. Eisenhower was a Jew by his own confession. The name Eisenhower is taken from Eisenhower, a Jewish surname. In Eisenhower's West Point Military Academy graduating class yearbook, published in 1915, Eisenhower is identified as a terrible Swedish Jew. It's not a surprise that the kosher-owned White House was the President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who himself was of Dutch-Jewish ancestry, and his staff read like a synagogue list. In 1943, Washington not only transferred Colonel Eisenhower to Europe, but promoted him over more than 30 more experienced senior officers to five-star general and placed him in charge of all the U.S. forces in Europe. This great general, who hid in fear, pissing himself when it was believed a tiny, unarmed German commando unit was after him during the war, personally ordered the murder of over 1.7 million German soldiers after the war was over in his POW death camps. Their only crime was defending their nation and their people. Many of the above were not any older than 15 years of age. This is another blatant example of pure Talmudic hate. For the full article in Eisenhower's death camps, a U.S. prison guard remembers, go to http://www.ihr.org/jhr/v10/v10p161_rech.html. In God We Trust has 12 letters. 12 is a perfect number signifying perfection of government or of governmental perfection. There are 66 books in the Bible which add up to 12. 6 plus 6 equals 12. The word God also appears 4,473 times in the Bible, adding up to the sum of 9. 9 is the number of finality and judgment, the power of God itself, which is wrapped up with this. The judgments of God in Haggai 1:1 are enumerated in 9 particulars. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. Haggai is the 37th book of the Bible. 3 plus 7 equals 10, so Haggai 1 would be 11. Here again we have 11:11. The law was signed by President Eisenhower on July 30, 1956, and the motto was progressively added to paper money over a period from 1957 to 1966. Public Law 84-851, and then in brackets it says 18. The United States Code at 36 U.S.C. 302 now states, In God We Trust is the national motto. One can see that money is a powerful way to inject something into the unconscious of the public mind. 9/11, it's a $20 bill trick, YouTube video. www.youtube.com/watch?V=D1SY=H8J30. Here is more information on subliminals in the media leading up to 9/11. What? Hollywood predicted 9/11? www.youtube.com/watch?V=41FFRnDKZul. Bluntly here, 9/11 foreshadowed in Super Mario Brothers the movie. It's a YouTube video. www.youtube.com/watch?V=TKLL3Q G. And we can witness how the Jewish power has injected their God into the mass mind again. Eisenhower signed the bill into law on Flag Day, June 14, 1954. Eisenhower stated, "From this day forward, the millions of our school children will daily proclaim in every city and town, every village and rural schoolhouse, the dedication of our nation and our people to the Almighty. In this way, we are reaffirming the transcendence of religious faith in America's heritage and future. In this way, we shall constantly strengthen those spiritual weapons which forever will be our country's most powerful resource in peace or in war." The phrase "under God" was incorporated into the Pledge of Allegiance June 14, 1954 by a joint resolution of Congress amending 4 of the Flag Code enacted in 1942. In closing, many people in the JOF e-groups have mentioned how they have seen certain numbers repeatedly. This can be a certain number recurring on a license plate of a vehicle or on a digital clock, in an advertisement, and in many other places. Sometimes this can even occur for days, but this alone by itself is harmless. When we are aware of certain numbers, this establishes a subliminal vibration, and before we know it, we begin to see these same numbers frequently in our daily lives. This aspect is quite innocent and oftentimes meaningless, but in the above article, the perpetrators are fully aware of the power of numbers, and they enforce this to establish their magical workings in reality via the Judeo-Christian Bible. This is why many Christians are practically coerced into memorizing Bible verses, as this embeds a subconscious link. For more on this, sources, 1, This Day in History, www.history.com, 2, Wikipedia article in God We Trust, 3, IBID. Sermon on 666. As I've already written two sermons concerning biblical numerology and how the Bible is a book of Jewish witchcraft, here is more on the numbers. The Bible has a total of 66 books. As most of you already know, the Jewish powers always emphasize the number 6, as with their 6 million phony holo hoax and May Day, important communist holiday, May 1st, 5, 1, 5 plus 1 equals 6. And many more. Be aware of this, especially when watching the news and reading newspapers, magazines, etc. The Jews always emphasize the number 6. This also corresponds to the Kabbalistic Saturn square, which adds up to 15 on all sides, even the diagonal. In the Bible, the number 6 is the number of humanity without any spiritual power. The number 7 has to do with the 7 chakras and spiritual power emanating from these and spiritual perfection. 6 falls short. 6 is also a number of hard labor. Work was done for 6 days, and the 7th was a day of rest. The number 6 is stamped on all that is connected with human labor. We see it stamped upon his measures, which he uses in his labor, and on the time during which he labors. And we see this from the very beginning. The number 6 also has to do with slavery. Colossians 3:22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. The above verse of the 51st book of the Bible, 1 plus 5 is 6, advocates slave labor. Taken further, the verse 3:22 can be multiplied. 3 by 22 equals 66. The total number of books in the Bible indicating completion of the Jewish communist slave labor state and their new world order. The truth is, Satan's number, 666, is the number for the Kabbalistic square of the sun and indicates spiritual power and advancement. Nearly all of the ancient pagan religions emphasized worship of the sun. The code word worship, in truth, translates into intense focus upon, as in deep meditation. In addition, 6 by 6 by 6 is 216, which has to do with certain powerful nadis within the soul. The solar chakra is the most powerful and important chakra of the soul and has to do with working the magnum opus. The solar chakra is the grail chakra, the cup that holds the elixir of life secreted by the pineal gland. The Bible with 66 books falls short of realizing the Godhead and works to keep humanity spiritually and psychologically enslaved. According to the Bible, the number 12 is supposed to be a perfect number, with the number 13 being of Satan. As human beings, we have a total of 13 major chakras, not 12. 13 is one of Satan's numbers. 1 plus 3 is 4. Again, the number 12 falls short. In ancient times, there was a 13th sign of the zodiac. 12 also relates to our Saturn-centered time. 60 seconds within a minute, 60 minutes within an hour, and 24, 2 plus 4, 6, within a day. Saturn, as I already wrote in the above, vibrates to the number 6. Saturn is the malefic planet of suffering, hard work, misery, misfortune, and loss. Whenever Saturn is placed in one's astrology chart, this is where one will suffer in life. Jewish powers designate 12 as being the number for perfect government. In other words, humanity being spiritually helpless, falling short of spiritual power and attainment, and being subject to enslavement through the government and total domination at the hands of the Jews who run that government. The subliminal vibrations and messages in the Bible set humanity up for this. In contrast, the 13-month lunar calendar is based upon the natural time of the Earth. We are all living out of sync with the natural harmony of the Earth in regards to our calendar and time. This concludes Part 18 of Exposing Christianity, entitled Mind Control Programming and the Bible. And it also includes the sermon on 666. Hail Satan!